The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so our kids are eating too much salt. In addition to them eating too much fatty foods, eating too much sugar, sitting on their butts too much, playing too much computers, watching too much TV, although you're noticing we're not really ripping on kids watching that much TV anymore. This year, we've probably had not one article on kids watching too much TV. Kids aren't into TV that much. My kids, I don't think my son has watched probably one TV show in the past month. He doesn't really watch TV. He plays his video games. Maybe he'll watch some news. That's about it. No TV shows. So TV's definitely going down. They're actually talking about how television is more of an older person thing. Because kids nowadays just YouTube what they want to watch or Netflix a movie. Anyway, now they're saying that our kids are consuming way too much salt. I'm not surprised. They say more than 90% of U.S. school children right now, according to KansasCity.com, eat more salt than they should, taking in an average of nearly 3,300 milligrams of sodium per day. That's nearly 1.5 teaspoons of salt each day, 1,000 milligrams more than what the federal government recommends. 1.5 teaspoons of salt each day is just too gosh darn high. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, cereal, bread, meat, cheese, you know, all these things have salt on it. Dressing for the salad. How did they come up with something so low as being so much? Well, remember, okay, all those foods are man-made. A lot of those foods are man-made here, okay? You know, what we are designed to eat back in our caveman days are the vegetables, the fruits, and, you know, shooting down a zebra every now and then and eating that. Okay? You know, challah bread, pretzels, crackers, potato chips, man-made. Even though we're using natural things, we're using grains to do that, we're the ones that started adding salt. All right? And many of these kids aren't eating farm-fresh food. All right? They're getting their food from school lunches, from grocery store, etc. You whip up some pasta at the house, you need to look at the sodium of the sauce, the pasta, the side dish, etc. All right. So they say 43% of sodium consumed by kids 6 to 18 come from restaurant, cafeteria, processed food favorites that are unfortunately America's staple. Store-bought processed foods like snacks, cold cuts, cheese, and soups account for 65% of sodium. Yeah, I've never used a salt shaker. I was never using a salt shaker when I was a kid. My kids did it. The only time I ever reached for the salt is when I saw one of my friends in college add salt to the french fries. And I'm like, is that why french fries taste so good? They're like, yeah, try it. Because we never had any seasonings. My mom rarely used anything except maybe some paprika. Rarely any seasoning she'd cook with. So I reach for the salt and I tap a little bit of salt on my french fries and it was like, la! I was like, whoa, this is some yummy stuff. And then I just sat there and licked the french fry. I had no idea that's why french fries were so good. And then it all went downhill. But honestly, I don't add salt. I don't. The salt and pepper shaker were always in the way. Whenever I went to a restaurant, I just kind of pushed it aside. But They say 30% of the salt these kids eat come from pizza, Mexican dishes like tacos, burritos, etc., burgers, sandwiches. 9% come from the cafeteria, from the chicken nuggets, pasta, bread, rolls. The findings come from the CDC, where they looked at 3,000 kids. And it's the latest data to look at. All right, now we have issues with salt. Of course, high sodium can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke. They say 1 in 6 kids already has high blood pressure, elevated blood pressure. 1 in 6. So some of you are like, all right, well, you know, bad for them. That stinks. Glad my kids are okay. Are they? Have your kids gotten their blood pressure checked? Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, I took my 5-year-old in. His blood pressure was 120 over 70. He's good. It's better than mine. 120 over 70 for a 5-year-old is high. Now, 120 for a 70 for an adult is good, but for a kid, no, that's kind of high. You see? So you want to make sure the pediatrician or family doc or internist or medical provider is checking the blood pressure and looking at a pediatric chart. All right? This is nothing to mess with. Federal guidelines recommend that children eat less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. They say African-American children and all others that have hypertension, diabetes, or chronic kidney disease should eat no more than 1,500 milligrams per day. Did you know that if you have a child who's black, they should be eating less salt? How many of us doctors out there tell you that? They don't. Well, I'm telling you now. That's what Dr. Dahlia is for. They say the salt consumption has gone down ever since this whole, okay, we're going to start eating healthy, eating right. And I have to commend Michelle Obama on that. I really do. Even though there were some failures with it, like in the school lunch program, etc., and even though I really didn't want government getting involved with private enterprise when it came to, you know, the fast food restaurants, etc., I do like the idea of there being education. Somebody needs to tell parents how much salt is bad, and somebody needs to tell parents what's in the food. So if the labels changed, I'm happy about that. Mind you, products went up because of that. We're paying more now because they had to relabel, and that cost more money for them, and it always gets translated to us. But I am for education. I think that's extremely important. All right, so what should you do? Well, you got to get the kids to eat their fruits and vegetables, unsalted fruits and vegetables. You got to teach these kids how to look at the salt on the, how to read the salt on the packaging, maybe water down some of the sauces. The sauces don't have to be very, very thick. Maybe drink water instead of always drinking sports drinks. Sports drinks have salt. You know, they say if you take the deli cheese off a sandwich, if you choose low-sodium potato chips, drink water instead of sports drink, you could cut almost 500 milligrams of sodium from that one meal. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At a Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,249.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,295.12, $647.56 for a half ounce, or $323.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,295.12, $647.56, and $323.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the statin medications, my absolute favorite pharmaceutical out there. And the reason why I love these statin medications is they are responsible for for preventing so many heart attacks. And I'm so grateful that we have these medications out there. Yes, many of you are doing a better job exercising and watching your weight and diet and going to see the doctor, but we got to give some credit where credit is due. And these statin medications like your Crestor, Lipitor, Mevacor, Pravacol, Zocor, these medications, Lipitor, these medications are lifesavers, absolute lifesavers. Now, however, they are not without criticism. Okay, there's been some talk that they're causing diabetes. There's been some talk that they were causing eye damage, maybe cataracts, etc. Well, this latest study goes, wait a second, it's preventing our diabetics from going blind. Now, we are seeing less diabetics go blind than we used to. Now, is it because we're stopping their diabetes early? Is it because we're controlling their diabetes? Is it because now we're making sure everybody goes and gets an eye visit? You know, I mean, that could be a part of it too. But what if many diabetics are taking these statin medications for cholesterol because many diabetics have high cholesterol, and that's what's been protecting their eyes? Apparently, they say you are 40% less likely to suffer from diabetes blindness if you take these statin medications. Now, this was a study performed by Danish researchers, and they looked at 62,000 patients. They did not serve everybody Danish because these patients had diabetes, and they were over 40. And what they did is, oh, hold on, I got to scroll down. All right, hold on a second. The typical statistic is usually about 30% of people with diabetes start to suffer damage to blood vessels in the eyes, like significant ones. All right, I think there's some micro diabetic changes to the eyes already in most diabetics, but in terms of starting to cause damage, major damage to the blood vessels in the eyes, we see that in already a third of diabetics. So they did a 3-year trial of these 62,000 patients. A quarter of them were taking statin medications for high cholesterol. The rest never had the pills. The study was published in the journal Lancet, and they show that patients on statins were 40% less likely to develop sight problems and 34% less likely to get nerve damage. Now, nerve damage, many of you are thinking, wait a second, neuropathy? Yes. And even more importantly, diabetics used to lose their feet, their legs, because they would get a foot ulcer that would infect and go to the bone. They said people taking statin medications were 12% less likely to get gangrene in the foot as a result of an ulcer causing nerve damage. Now, one of the reasons why people get the diabetic foot ulcer to begin with is they don't feel very well. They can't feel things as well. So, you know, you have a pebble in your shoe or you get a cut or something. When you're diabetic, you don't feel it. Yet, you or I, if we feel something that don't have diabetes, we're like, wait a second, what's that? There's something in my shoe. And it bothers you to the point where you have to take off your shoe and examine the foot. Yet other people, they may start getting infection, etc., and they just don't notice it. A lot of people do not look at the bottom of their feet. And so now, by the time it does get looked at, you're like, ooh, what's that down there? Ooh, that's a big one. Researchers led by Professor Borge Nordestgaard, chief physician in clinical biochemistry at Copenhagen University Hospital in Denmark, were surprised by the following, the findings. They did expect people taking statin medications to actually cause more problems. They did not think that it would benefit the eyes or benefit the nerves. Now, in America, we had been years ago, I think it was about 6 years ago, telling doctors put every diabetic on a statin. But the reason why we were telling doctors to do that is because the statin medications prevent heart disease. And diabetics are more prone to heart disease. Remember, their blood is very, very sugary. And the sugary blood is a lot more sticky. So the clogging that happens is a lot more sticky. And therefore, people then, unfortunately, clog worse than they should. And so we were still to this day, I look at every diabetic and I look at their cholesterol, and if anything looks out of the ordinary, I put them on a statin medication. I make sure they see a heart doctor. I do not mess around. After my father died, there is no way I'm going to let anybody say, oh, baby girl, leave me alone. You give me too many medicine. I give you too many medicine. To hell with that. Go and see the heart doctor. Let him decide. Then I get the heart. Don't make me see the heart doctor. Oh, you're going to go see the heart doctor now. Now you're in trouble, because the heart doctor, they make them do tests. They put them on not one medication. They put them on baby aspirin and blood pressure medication and this and that. So my patient's like, you know what, Dahlia, fine, I'll take the statin medication. I don't mean to strong arm my patients. It's interesting how I practice medicine. When I first got out, remember, I was in my 20s. So everybody was kind of older than me, you know? So I was like, excuse me, sir. Yeah, what do you want? I'm your doctor. You're my doctor. I pooped bigger than you. All right, yes, sir, yes, sir. But, you have like a little problem with your cholesterol. My cholesterol, your cholesterol is just a little bit high. Can I maybe put you on a medication? What? Yeah, can I just put you on a medication, please? No. Okay, sorry about that. My bad. Now, that was me when I first had my medical license, okay? That was me. Okay, then I, we start working ER and things like that. And then I'm like, you're doing this. If you don't like it, tough. They're like, well, I'm out of here. Okay, and now, I'm a little bit more seasoned. I'm a little older. Now, it depends on the person. Sometimes I kick and glove go and need a look, I got power bills. Okay, I got to put my kids through college. If you die before I am able to meet my financial needs, I'm going to be mad. So you're going to take this medication. All right. I definitely want your kids being able to go to college, Dr. Dahlia, so I guess I'll take the medication. Thank you. Thank you for choosing that and not choosing death. I appreciate that. So sometimes I use that approach, okay? Sometimes I use the approach going, what? Wait, diet my ass. You're not dieting. Wait, you didn't die. What, diet? Your cholesterol's still high. What? Okay, sometimes I yell at them. And then sometimes I do, especially the older. Oh, my gosh, my older patients, especially my veterans. Okay, I'm like, sir, can you please follow proper protocol, sir, and take your medication, please, officer, sir. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. You don't have to salute me. I'll take the medication, Dahlia. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it, sir. So I still get a little intimidated. I may be 43, but I still feel like, 13 sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Although my sex drive isn't like the way it was. I kind of wish that was back up. Man, was I a horn dog. Okay, anyway, all right, are we all done talking about the statins? Do we have any more questions on that? Are you guys even listening? Okay, let's move on. Let me click out of here. I'm clicking on the X. Okay, here we go. Okay, we already talked about that. All right, probiotic yogurt could stave off colds. I bet you guys didn't think the show would be that fascinating today. Now we're talking about yogurt. If there's anything that causes people to just completely tune out, is bringing up something like yogurt, vegetables, or rice cake. It's probably one of the worst buzzwords on my show, yogurt. But here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. We're coming into cough, cold, flu season now. Maybe we need to down some of these yogurts, okay, or probiotics. This is kind of interesting, okay? There's been a lot of debate on whether popping probiotics really helps you prevent colds, okay? Because the idea of taking bacteria when you already are forming a lot of bacteria every night, your bacteria gets a chance to grow and do what it wants to, and then you wake up and you have the worst breath and you taste your teeth and you brush your teeth, but you've been swallowing that bacteria all along. So you introduce probiotics all the time. You're eating apples and oranges and fruit and food that have bacteria sitting on it. Your eating utensils aren't sterile by any means, so you're already getting bacteria into you. Your stomach acid burns whatever bacteria it wants, but some bacteria actually get through. Well, researchers found that children who took a pill containing probiotics were less likely to catch a cold, and if they did catch a cold, their symptoms were milder. Now, this report is being published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Now, some of you swear by your probiotics. You say, I take my probiotics every day, I don't get sick. And I'm like, really? In this study, 57 children aged 3 to 6 took a daily probiotic. Those who took the pills containing the quote-unquote friendly bacteria, like what's in yogurt and drinks, were less likely to catch a cold. Sneezing was cut by 76% if they did catch a cold. You know, there may be something to these probiotics. It's just, I don't understand, I guess, how they survived the stomach acid going through. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're coming into cough and cold season, and now the studies are coming out on what your coworkers could do to you to make you sick, okay, which isn't really fun. And this latest story that comes out says a single doorknob can contaminate up to 60% of people in a building in 4 hours. They said viruses, and we're talking about viruses, not just bacteria, but viruses can spread from a single doorknob to 40 to 60% of surfaces and people in a whole building in just a few hours. What they did is they put a tracer on a virus on one or two surfaces in a building at the beginning of the day. After 2 to 4 hours, the virus could be detected on a majority of commonly touched surfaces like light switches, coffee pot handles, phones, and computers. This is being reported by Washington Post. According to the researcher Charles Gerba from U of A, he presented this study at a conference on antimicrobial agents on Monday. He says, we actually put a virus on a push plate in an office building of 80 people and 3 entrances. And within 4 hours, it ended up on over half of the people's hands, and it ended up on over half of the surfaces that people touch in that building. What we really learned was the hand was quicker than the sneeze in terms of the spread of disease. Oh, that rhymes. See? The hand is quicker than the sneeze in the spread of disease. I can make a song out of that. Anyway, this is kind of alarming. All right? Especially since we're looking at this respiratory enterovirus that's going on now in multiple states. And we've been watching very scarily what's been going on with, and intrepidly what's been going on with Ebola. This also reminds us that, you know, somebody could have diarrhea, the flu, common cold, etc. If there's any remnants of that virus on their hand, they can give it to you, okay? And people a lot of times go, you know what, when I touch a doorknob, I go and wash my hands. Good, I hope you do. But what if somebody goes, wait, Bob, don't leave yet, Bob. Yeah, I got to get to my car. Yeah, hold on. Did you turn in this? Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what? I really think you did a damn good job. Let me shake your hand. Damn good job on that. Well, thank you, Bob. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Now you're shaking hands. Now you itch your face or you have a piece of food in your teeth. You just contaminated yourself. All right? The idea that, no, doesn't matter when I'm going to touch a door handle, I'm going to be able to wash it off. No. Hand washing, disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizer use truly reduces the spread of the virus. According to the doctor, he says using disinfecting wipes containing quaternary ammonium compounds, or QAATs, registered by EPA as effective against viruses like norovirus and flu, along with hand hygiene, can reduce the virus spread by close to 100%. However, remember, we're having another issue with everybody using these hand sanitizers and wipes to the point that now we're getting super bugs. So we got to be careful. They also said it was very, very interesting. The hot spots where this virus traveled to wasn't like the bathroom that you would expect. It was the break room. You know, so when they looked at from the door handle, they found, you know, it more like in the break room, coffee, a container, et cetera, because people are thinking, well, the break room is not a potty. See, a lot of times when you walk into a bathroom, you aren't touching anything. You know, you're kind of getting in and out. You're doing what you need to. You're washing your hands. Yet, you know, in the break room, you're eating, you're wiping your mouth with a napkin, you drop the napkin on the counter, you take the napkin, oh, there's a spot, I'm going to use the same napkin to clean up the spot, and you see how you could start spreading stuff. They say every time you touch these surfaces, you're picking up between 30 and 50% of organisms that are on that surface. Now, what should we do in an office setting? Should we not have door handles? Now, that's interesting, okay? You know, casinos used to have the sliding doors the electronic sliding doors where you would walk out of a casino, not have to touch the door. You could hold all your winnings. The automatic glass door would open up and you could get out. Unfortunately, the fire in the 80s that occurred in the MGM Grand that was located at the time on Flamingo, and I believe 87 people died. I forget how many people died in that fire. A big culprit of that was the doors, the electronic doors didn't open in the fire. And what had happened is the toxic fumes from the smoke that came from the kitchen that was in the back kept filling up and filling up the air of the casino such that when the fire ignited it, it was like a flash. And people couldn't leave the hotel because of those glass doors, the glass doors, not to mention a lot of people that were in the hotels had unfortunately died from carbon monoxide poisoning in the stairwell. So it wasn't so much people were burned to death as much as they passed out. They couldn't breathe because of the fumes. And the electric doors got changed to no, we're going to now have doors with door handles. And this way you can always get out. There's nothing going to be automated about it. You're going to be able to push, get out, et cetera. All right. So the idea of, well, let's just have everything automatic so we don't have to touch everything, changed when we had issues with fire. What I would recommend is every building have both. So you have the exits that people could use door handles with. God forbid there's an emergency. I'm sure everybody would be fine enough just going and washing their hands after. But then you have doors that just open automatically so people don't have to touch. But look at the society. Look at how our society is changing. We're turning into a society where we don't want to touch anything. We don't want to shake people's hands. We're so anti-germ. We're so, and, you know, we got some nasty bugs. And this is just going to get worse. I mean, what's going to happen by the time our grandkids are grown-ups? Is everybody going to be in a bubble? No one's going to kiss. No one's going to hug. No one's going to shake hands. You know, shaking hands has always been a very, very big part of business and marketing and in our society. And now there's a lot of changes in handshaking. What I do is I hug a lot of my patients. I hug them because people don't want to shake hands anymore. Now, hugging can cause a whole variety of other issues, which I've already kind of talked about on air that's happened to me. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, anybody that has any sort of familiarity with me, I'm like, you know what, I'm giving you a hug. And I don't do it because I'm afraid of germs. But a lot of times I don't want them feeling uncomfortable that, oh, my gosh, it's a doctor. You know, I don't want, you know, she might have just had a prostate exam, even though we were gloves when we wash our hands. You know, people always freak out. I've seen more and more people freak out about handshaking. It's fine. Give me a hug. When you give a hug, it's cloth to cloth. Okay. Hopefully no sweat or anything is being touched. People should be able to handle it more. But, you know, a lot of the bathrooms I'm noticing in casinos, because I live in Las Vegas, a lot of the bathrooms in the hotels, et cetera, there's no doors. There's some walls. Movie theaters have that too. Movie theaters, you can just walk right into the bathroom. You don't even have to touch a door. You don't have to touch the toilet. It automatically flushes. You don't have to touch a sink. You just have to put your hands under the sink. You don't have to, the hand dryer is a blow dryer. Airports are starting to do that too. No doors. And, where they have walls instead. And, I mean, I like it. I like the fact that we don't have to deal with doors or pull doors open. It really helped when I was, you know, pushing strollers around. But, you know, these things spread. And if something as simple as a doorknob can hold a virus, if we're worried about Ebola, you know, this is exactly what we need to be studying. You know, let's say a virus such as Ebola is on a door handle. And even though it's bodily fluid from bodily fluid, if that Ebola virus mutates to being pretty sturdy, where it can live on a doorknob surface for some time, we hear the hepatitis C virus can live for months on an inanimate object. So let's say the Ebola virus is on a door handle, etc. You grab that door handle, you scratch your eye. All right, and there's bodily fluid in your eye, fluid to fluid. I mean, is that a way where you could be giving yourself Ebola? So I'm glad they're studying this. It's good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for doing tuning in. Yeah, we're all ready to turn in and go to sleep. I know. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Meredith writes, Dr. Dahlia, I am ready for a concierge doctor, but my friend told me the doctor I want to go to double bills and could be at risk of fraud and closure. Are concierge doctors in violation of fraud and double billing? What should I do? And she kind of goes into, she doesn't want to start with somebody, and then, you know, especially when she pays, does she get her money back? All right, here's the thing. I don't know if double billing is the right term being used. All right, there's a couple ways you guys could do concierge medicine if it gets to that point. And apparently it's in high demand right now. One of our family members was told to go to the ER yesterday at about 1-2 in the afternoon. She is still in the emergency room because there's no beds. And here she is stuck in the emergency room. And the demand for medical care and medical access is so high right now that a lot of people want to bypass the regular routes and want to kind of be VIP'd in. So, for example, let's say you have a concierge doctor. What does that give you? What does the money buy you, depending on what they charge? Well, the money buys you a lot easier access to the doctor. Some of these concierge doctors give you their cell phone number, which is pretty damn cool. You need to get hold of the doctor, you can call them. Usually same-day appointments. The ability to maybe get direct admissions as opposed to the answering service saying, you know what, if you're having a problem, the doctor's not in, just go to the ER and go through the ER. If this doctor is your personal VIP doctor, he gets you maybe directly admitted to the hospital. I mean, there's a variety of things. That doctor is seeing less patients, so he could spend more time. Rather than you only having a two-minute visit, he could spend sometimes a good hour. It depends. There's a variety of different concierge services offered out there. Some of these concierge fees could be anywhere from, I don't know, $1,000 to $5,000 a year, even on up. You know, I mean, look at Michael Jackson's doctor. That he was making what, $180 a year? I don't remember. But you know, the more you pay, the more personalized service you get. Now, what's this talk of double billing? All right. Well, originally, and I thought the same thing. Originally, I thought, if you have a concierge doctor, you are just seeing them for cash. The insurance company doesn't get touched. You're paying them cash. They see you. They include a lot of stuff with the cash. So the only time you need to use your insurance is if you have to have a CAT scan or MRI, or if you have to go to the hospital for other things outside that doctor's office. Okay? However, doctors started billing insurance for a few reasons, okay? One is the concierge fee was just the VIP access. You pay extra for that access, but they're still going to bill your insurance. You see what I mean? So if you're paying $1,000 a year, that's not to cover 50 visits a year. Then it's not worth it for the doctor. But that $1,000 is for his cell phone, his VIP service, hour-long visits, etc. So you see that. So they're not double billing. That's not fraud. You're just paying them for extra service. Okay? Number two, patients would go to the hospital and go, wait a second. I have that much left of my deductible, but I've been seeing Dr. Smith. I've seen Dr. Smith 7-8 times. I've done ultrasounds. I've done labs. My deductible should be eaten up. Well, no, it wasn't. Your doctor never billed your insurance. So, no, you still have a deductible. So, you know, those were kinds of concerns too. Now, again, I'm not a concierge doctor, so I still don't know all the ins and outs, and it's evolving as we go. But when you do shop around for a concierge doctor, you do the same as you shop around for any other doctor. You want to contact the medical board, make sure they're in good standing. I never suggest to go to review sites because the review sites are crazy. I guess Yelp is right now under investigation because many people have claimed reviews have gone on their good reviews and those don't get shown. And so it's kind of a big cluster when it comes to that. You know, And we've talked about that. You know, if you say, oh, you know, Dr. Johnson is the best doctor ever. I love him. I mean, who wrote that? One of his friends, his mom, one of his patients who really, 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 really loves him. You know, so you don't know. I mean, is it really a testament to what's really going on? And then when people badmouth doctors, are they really saying why? Well, I wouldn't pay my bill and they sent me to collections. No, they never say that. You don't hear anybody go talk about that. It's like, oh, no, they're mean. They charge a lot or whatever. So you're not getting a full account. I can't tell you how many patients talk to me about surgeons in town going, oh, my gosh, I read the reviews online. This doctor's horrible. I'm like, what are you talking about? He operated on me, and he's operated on my kid. What are you talking about? I'm a huge fan. No, he does good work. What reviews are you talking about? I mean, how do you know that person wasn't on drugs? How do you know that person wasn't taking a collection? So you got to be careful with that. But what you do need to know, you do need to get word of mouth from family members, friends, coworkers. You know, I see Dr. Dahlia, but she's always a half hour behind. So if you need to get in and out, you need to always be prepared. She's going to be 30 minutes behind. On Fridays, she may be 45 minutes behind. Dr. Dahlia may not call you personally. No, I don't. I don't call people back personally. I can't. There's too many people. I can't. I would love to. I used to. My very first year of practice, I was here at the office till 10 at night calling people back personally. I got kids. You know, I got a life. I can't be calling people back personally, not at the level of which I'm seeing patients. But you know, you're looking for a doctor that calls you back personally, and your coworkers go to somebody that goes, you know what, they call me back personally. Concierge doctors do that. Now you could pay to have a doctor do that. He will sit down on the phone with you and go over each lab so you don't have to come into his office. And, of course, he can because he's making enough money now where rather than seeing you in the office for an hour, he could sit down for a half an hour with you on the phone. He has that time. You paid for that. See what I mean? So the fraud term, I think, is being used inappropriately. Now, what about insurance companies? One of you asked and said that your insurance company had an issue with the doctor billing them while you were paying cash. I don't know about specific insurance contracts, okay? Many insurance contracts will tell a doctor that they can't do nothing else. They can't charge nothing else but exactly what the insurance company contracts with you. Okay, and that's because you basically are paying the insurance company to negotiate for you, so you get to pay a less rate. But then what those doctors do that are concierge will say, fine, if you don't pay my fee, you're not getting concierge service, so this isn't the right place for you, and then they could turn you away. An insurance company could then say, well, if they're going to turn you away because you're not paying the extra fee, then they're in violation of the contract, and I'm kicking them off the contract. But a lot of insurance companies aren't because patients are liking it. Patients like the idea that they could pay more for some specialized service. Now, one of you wrote me saying, why aren't doctors doing that automatically? Doctors should be sitting down. How can the doctor do an appropriate exam in only 5 or 10 minutes? The problem is there is no way to keep your practice open, seeing only 10 patients a day. Not when the insurance company is paying you $15.72. You can't do it. It's too expensive to keep a medical office up and running and staff and malpractice. There's no way. The insurance companies pay so little, you can't. Trust me. If I could kick back and look at every single mole and biopsy every mole and look at all their hair shafts and pick out their lice, I would do that. But I can't do that when some insurance companies only pay me $2.42 for that visit. So that's what's going on there. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.